Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
What I was definitely excited, I'm just hoping for a good game tonight. I'm hoping for a competitive game, but I was excited about the women's game. That was Iowa against LSU. As you know, Rob, I've got ties to both places, born in Louisiana. So all my family, my roots are in Louisiana down in the Bayou, but I did live in Iowa for 2.5 years in high school and actually went to the high school that Caitlin Clark went to. And I didn't know her mom or not know her well. I can't remember, but she was there when I was there. She was in my brother's grade a year behind me. And so I was, just happens to be, she's the best player in the country. So I was excited to check that game out. And Rob, LSU was just the better team. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They won the championship. Congratulations to them. 102-85. And they had, you know, their great bench play. One of their players came off the bench. Jasmine Carson hit five for five in the first half with 21 points. Angel Reese, their star player, the best player. They got another one, Alexis Morris, too. But Angel Reese was the player of the tournament. And Caitlin Clark did her thing. She had 30 points, 8 assists, but shot 9-22 from the field. 8 of 19 from Trey. All right. But, Rob, the big story that everyone is talking about was that Angel Clark did taunt Caitlin Clark toward the end of the game when it was pretty clear that they were going to win the game. She did the John Cena, you know, cover your face with your hand. And she was kind of followed Clark during like a break in the action, did the taunt, the you can't see me taunt, and then started pointing to her ring, her finger, like, you know, we about to win and get this ring. And Twitter went ablaze. Some Keith Olbermann ridiculously called her an idiot for doing that. I think he was an idiot for type tweeting that.
Name calling is terrible anyway.
Yeah,
I think college on all levels.
Kid, right, college kid.
It just means you don't have anything to say when you get into name calling.
Right. Just if you make a statement about it, make a statement.
But no name calling, right? Absolutely. No name calling.
A few other people were critical of her in the media, and it just became a huge thing. And do we have sound of Angel Reese talking about it after the game? Okay, here's what she said, Rob.
I'm happy. All year, I was critiqued about who I was. I don't fit the narrative. I don't fit in the box that y'all want me to be in. I'm too hood. I'm too ghetto. Y'all told me that all year. But when other people do it, y'all don't say nothing.
And that, Rob, that was the key right there, because Caitlin Clark, earlier in the tournament against Louisville, she did the same you can't see me gesture to a girl from Louisville, and then later in the game told the girl to shut up, y'all down by 15 points, you know, something to that effect, or that is the quote. And no one, there was very little, if any, I didn't see any criticism of her. It was that she's competitive, look at her swag and all that. And so to me, Rob, now I will say this, and then, you know, we'll get to you. I just want quickly, if Angel Reese does what she does kind of in a vacuum, I have no problem with swag and a little taunting. I think the NBA goes way too far. And, you know, you stare at somebody after you dunked on them for 2 seconds and you get a tech. That's ridiculous. I think you let the emotions of the game play out. And as players talk, that's fine. But if Angel Reese had done what she did, it's kind of a break in the action. You pointing your ring finger, looking the girl in the face. Just in a vacuum, like Clark hadn't done anything previously, wasn't, you know, trash talking herself. I would have been like, that's, come on. You're about to win the championship. You don't need to rub it in her face. Like, that's kind of tasteless. But the fact that Clark was doing it early in the tournament and doing it, you know, she just got a cockiness to her game, which is fine. I felt like, you know what, fine. It was all good. And what really bothered me mainly, my main takeaway, is the reaction. If people thought it was fine for Clark to do it, then do not criticize Angel Reese for doing it. If you had criticized Clark, fine. Then you could criticize Reese. But you can't, they doing the same thing. You can't be critical of one and think the other one's real positive and it was great that she did it. That was my main problem. And when you interject race with Clark being white, Reese being black, not interject, that might be the reason that very likely was the reason it was the negative reaction to Reese. So that really is what bothered me about the situation. The taunting's fine. I think she might have went a little far. But again, in the context of the whole tournament, I think it was fine. And to be honest, Caitlin Clark didn't seem to even care. She's a trash talker. She probably gets it if the other girl talks trash. It was what it was. But that's my take on it, Rob.
Yeah, I just think it was just the timing of it. I think what's lost in it is that the whole championship run and everything that happened kind of gets lost today. Nobody talks about it. Right. It's about something else. And there's a time and a place. I'm not against trash talking or any of that stuff. That's a part of the game if you do it inside the game. At the end of this championship, to follow her around and do it where that was going to be the conversation, you kind of take away from your teammates, you take away from your school and your program just for that. That was a glowing moment. 9 million people watched on television. There was a lot of good stuff there.
Excellent game.
Yeah, and I think that's the only thing that bothers me is that it's lost because, you know, people like train wrecks, Chris. That's what people like, and that's what became the conversation today rather than this incredible run and LSU winning the women's national championship. And so I think that's probably my only issue, not the issue of trash talking and people do it all the time and it's a part of basketball. It just the timing of her doing it. I don't know if she could have done it different earlier before the game was really at the end or whatever. That would be my only criticism is that I think the excellence and all the fame and glory that went for not only her, Chris, but her teammates, her coach, and her school, right, that went out the window.
Yeah, and obviously, like I said, I think race did have something to do with the different reactions, and I want to get your response to that too, Rob. But I'll say this. Like we said, what she did in and of itself, I was at the dentist today, and my dentist is black, African-American man, and he didn't like what she did. He was like, come on, act like you've been there, like that's you don't have to go out, you know, like that. So my issue, Rob, was mainly with the reaction, though. The difference, I should say, in reaction. Whereas when Clark did it, people didn't. And she did one, I think, during the game. But she also did one in a break in the action. It wasn't quite as exaggerated. Like, she didn't – I don't think she was walking toward the girl like Brees was. But she still was looking dead at the girl. The girl was kind of walking toward the bench, and she could see her. And or it looked like from the angles I saw. And so that was my thing. What did you think about? Because that seems to be what people are really talking about is the difference in the response. Like, oh, Clark, it was cute. She got swag. Look at all that. But then Reese does it and she's, you know, this terrible, you know, no classless person and all that.
Yeah, I mean, there's always, as we know in this country, race is always a part of a conversation. It is a lot of times, not every single time, but a lot.
Right.
And I'm sure there are some people who looked at it that way. I don't know, like, if it was entirely that or just like your black dentist said today, just that he didn't like it.
He didn't even say anything about, like, I don't know if he knew Clark had done it, you know,
but
talking about Reese.
But yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, there are people who just from the sportsmanship thing would say,
right,
boy, that's classless. You know what I mean? And so when you start calling people classless, that goes into, you know, what kind of people they are. Oh, you're black, so you're calling me classless. I don't have any class. Or I think there's a combination of that, Chris. And I think that's where people were, you know, bothered by it and pushed back in defending her rather than, I don't know. And that would be the best thing to find out is if both players were black, you know what I mean, and people still had that reaction at the end of it, then
right,
you would say
it wouldn't have been race.
You know, right,
that's
it's not
sure
race, but it would be like they don't feel good about her. They felt like it wasn't classy. You're winning a championship and you're following around a losing player and kind of mocking her. I think that's the part that we don't know. But you know, there are a lot of people out there, there's no doubt, that will look at two different situational circumstances. We talk about it in life all the time. You know, I mean, there where race does play in, whether people even are conscious of it. You know what I mean? They might even be conscious, but we know because we've always been the brunt of a
right,
lot of that stuff. I think
right,
it's definitely something that black people are way more sensitive to because we've lived it.
Absolutely. It was interesting, Rob, what she also said in that quote about, you know, I don't know if we had it when we played it, but she also said something to the effect of, this was for the girls that look like me and all this and that. Now, look, I'm going to be honest. I don't follow women's basketball that much, particularly college. So I don't know what the women have carried themselves like on the court and all that. But I will say that a lot of the girls look like Angel Reese, meaning they're black. Now, Iowa's team happened to be mostly white, and I think they had an all-white starting five. But, I mean, South Carolina was overwhelmingly black. I think they might have had an all-black starting five. Like, a lot of the teams had black, mostly black players, too. So I don't know, again, I don't know, is she, like, especially hood? I doubt it. You know, is she more hood than a lot of the other girls? I tend to doubt it. I don't know. I don't follow it closely enough. But that was an interesting comment to me because, again, blacks playing basketball is obviously a ton of them, men and women.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Disappointing is not the word. You and I both really like Kyrie Irving and his game. His game is spectacular. I think he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. He hit arguably the greatest shot in NBA history. It's certainly one of them.
Well, and also, and the history of coming back from a 3-1, like, right. that's the importance of it. Some people would say, oh, just a shot. No, that completed a 3-1 comeback in the finals.
The greatest comeback in the NBA Finals history, right.
Plain and simple.
And he hit the game winner from 25 feet.
Yes, you cannot discount that. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. But it's been tough sledding for Kyrie since then, Rob. Obviously, he forced his way out of Cleveland. Went to Boston. It started well, but then he got hurt. The year he was hurt, the Celtics with their young players, Tatum and Brown, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, get to the conference finals. Kyrie comes back healthy the next year, and they get beat in the second round. Ultimately, he leaves there, goes to Brooklyn with Kevin Durant, only plays about 20 games his first year there. We all know the story. They just never even forget not reaching their potential. They really never gave themselves a chance, whether it was Kyrie's, you know, anti-vaccination stance or
injuries. Right.
They just never even gave themselves. And this year, Rob, again, James Harden left. He should have stayed, I think. We'll see what they do, Philadelphia.
And then they had to 18 out of 21, Chris. They were balling.
I mean, they were looking like, now, a lot of people didn't like them to win the East. You and I did, a few others. But They were certainly, Rob, if Kevin Durant is there and Kyrie Irving is still there, there is no doubt in my mind they're a contender. They are the third seed, if not higher.
But it's not impossible to think that they could have been able to.
Right, exactly. Not at all. I mean, again, you pick who you want, but to think they were playing some of the best defense in the league, too.
Right.
The team.
After they made the coaching change and Jock Vaughn, Chris, it was different. It was a different team. It really was.
But Kyrie, you know, he wanted the bag. They understandably weren't ready to give it to him, which I think all of us get. And Kyrie forced his way out. Now he's in Dallas, and it is bad, Rob. When he got there after the trade deadline, when he played his first game, let's put it that way, when he played his first game, Rob, they were the fourth seed. The fourth seed in the West. They've gone 8-16 since then. And now they're the 11th seed. And, Rob, they're out. They still have a chance. They're not mathematically eliminated from the play-in. They're a game behind Oklahoma City with three left. But they don't have the tiebreaker, Rob. So they're basically two games behind OKC with three games left. So there is, you know, we'll see. I mean, you never know. But it's a disappointment, to say the least. And Kyrie's playing, like, individually, Rob, he's putting up big numbers. He's doing what he does. And, yesterday had 41 in a loss to Atlanta.
The only problem is, and fair or not, Chris, only one person's going to take the fall for that. And it's going to be Kyrie, that he came and things went sideways. Like, and not based on him playing, you know, his ability to play. No.
Right.
But just
that's never been his issue.
No, that's not it. But it didn't go right. Like for him, like it didn't go right because they stopped winning. They stopped winning.
Yeah, they didn't just stay even.
Right.
They went
They've
backwards.
Lost seven of their last eight. I mean, what?
Right.
Chris.
You got two all-stars. Did Luka start an all-star game? I would think so. But he's obviously a top, you know, five, six player in the world. And Kyrie's the starter on the All-Star team, and they're not going to make the play-in.
Which is just mine. But in the NBA, if you have two players, you're good to go, and especially two of that caliber.
Right.
But they can't stop anybody, Chris. This is bigger. And I'm not saying it's Kyrie, optics are Kyrie joined and the team went south. Those are the optics.
He already had the bad reputation, Rob. And you know this. Look. When he and Durant went to Brooklyn, and I think you know this too, Rob, there were many teams, I say most teams, that were in the hunt for Kyrie or you know, were possibilities for him, Rob, that would not have taken Kyrie. I talked to front office people. Teams would not have taken Kyrie. Now, they would have taken him with Kevin Durant.
Right, which is what the Nets did.
Right.
Anybody who will second guess that, they're crazy.
No.
I don't care. What NBA executive and owner are you that if Kevin Durant's coming and Kyrie and they're coming together, you wouldn't take them? I don't believe anybody would say that.
Absolutely right. I agree with you. The optics it feels like a confirmation. I just pointed out a lot of the things that have gone wrong with Kyrie. In his, you know, in terms of his career and winning or losing.
But am I right about the optics or no? I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, you're totally right.
The defense is terrible, Chris.
Right.
Horrendous. And I'm not. You just said he scored 41 and they lost. Okay. Like,
right.
So it's not like he's shooting 2 for 22
right, he's
or something.
51% there, averaging 27 points a game.
He's playing great, but they're not winning.
It's a team game. And let me just say this. Because you are absolutely right, Rob. The optics, most people are going to put it on Kyrie. And certainly he got to own a lot of it. You can't overlook, Rob, the coincidence. I'm sorry. It's not a coincidence. But my point is, you can't overlook the fact that it didn't go well with him in Boston. It didn't go well with him in Brooklyn. And now you get trade. We talked about teams not wanting him by himself. There's some, because obviously there were other teams willing to trade for him. But a lot of teams didn't want to bring him into their culture and their program. And now this? So he has to own a lot of it. But I want to point out a few of the other, and I guess the question we're going to throw out to the listeners, Rob, is who do they put the blame on? I think Jason Kidd has to take a lot of blame.
Because you remember, everybody was like, oh, Jason Kidd will straighten out Kyrie. Yep. And it's not, again, Kyrie has played well, but he ain't straightened out the defense, Jason Kidd.
And that's on the coaching staff. Rob, we talk about it. I've said Brooklyn was a horrific defensive team under Steve Nash. Jacques Vaughn comes in there, and all of a sudden they're one of the best defensive teams in the league.
The coaches got to emphasize it
day after day after day, because they, as long as you have the strength and the athleticism to defend, which most NBA, you know, players or teams certainly have some people like that, then you can be an adequate defensive team. So that's on the coaching staff. Rob, I think the strategy is that they haven't changed anything. It's just like, we got Luka doing what he does. Now we'll throw Kyrie, and we got two guys doing what Luka does. Like, it has to be. Now, offensively, they've been scoring, so maybe you would say, well, offensively, they're fine. But the bottom line is, it's not smooth. It's not working. And ultimately, Rob, I also think Luka Doncic, and this is my thesis on it. You know how much I like Luka. I called him Luka Legend, all that stuff. Rob, or when a player first enters the league, you know how it is. They first want to establish themselves as a superstar if they're that caliber of player. And we allow that generally, the media, the public, because you're young, you don't expect them to win. But they just establish, oh, yo, he can ball. He's nice. And then they get the super max contract. Yo, he's one of the best players in the league. And then after a few more years, it's like, okay. Can he win? Is he going to win anything? You might not win a championship, but is he getting close? Is he look like he can win a championship? And Rob, particularly the upper echelon players, of which Luka is. So Rob, this is what I say about this. Luka Doncic now, because of this situation where he has shown zero leadership, he has not held, himself and other his teammates accountable. He doesn't give even real effort defensively. We get it. He's not going to be a great defender. He's not the quickest and speediest guy in the world. Okay. But Rob, Steph and Steve Nash, they weren't great defenders, not great defenders, but they're smart defenders. They know they're in the right place. They try. They take charges. You can do that. Luka doesn't even do that. And that's the thing. As the leader of the team, when you don't put forth the effort defensively, you can't hold anybody accountable.
Nobody's going to follow you, Chris. Nobody. And that is leading by example. If guys see you diving for loose balls and, and using muscle and whatever it takes – that's what people go like, dude, if he's doing that, he's the star making a gazillion dollars, how am I not going to do it?
Yep. And so, Rob, I think now going forward, until he wins the championship, if he does, now there are going to be questions about Luka. Yeah, he's great. He'll be all NBA. He'll make every all-star team. He may even win an MVP at some point. He's good enough to. But there will be questions. Does he have the intangibles? Can he lead? Is he a leader? Can he hold you accountable? Will he at least try defensively? Does he have the heart? All of that, Rob. That, to me, that's going forward. That's going to be what people say, ask about Luka Doncic until he wins a ring.
No doubt.
Because this wasn't just not winning a championship. This was freaking missing the play-in.
This is falling off the face of the earth. Like no one could have imagined. Like you said, I remember people, and I remember some Dallas people and people who were like all thought that, oh my God, look at what they did. This is unbelievable. Who cares about the picks and all that other stuff?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to try to acquire a player of Kyrie's caliber. You jump on it. You don't even think about it. And now what?
Yeah.
You give them a contract?
Well, Chris Haynes reported today, Rob, that they want to re-sign him, but he's going to test free agency. Now, if I'm Dallas, I might bring him. If I'm offering him something, it's 1 year.
He ain't going to take that.
A team option for the second year at best. Because I would say this if I'm the Mavericks, Rob. Look, offensively, they've been fine for the most part. Him and Luka. The thing is, I don't know. Luka, they seem to get along, right? You see him on the bench. They seem to be fine. But, Rob, I don't know if Luka likes playing with Kyrie just because Luka's never been in a situation where he's got another guy like himself. You know what I mean? Like, it can be hard to play with a guy that also, when you're ball dominant, that's also ball dominant. And probably first time in Luka's life, Rob, he's played with somebody as talented and as skilled as him, if not more so. Not better or as good as Luka,
right?
But he's certainly as talented and skillful. So that can be tough if you used to be in the show and the only show at that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
What they are excited about, or were, Rob, was the women's Final Four. And they did some incredible numbers. We kind of alluded to it. But Rob G, give us, you know, the numbers for this women's championship game yesterday at 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern time.
That's right. So it averaged 9.9 million viewers. It peaked at over 12 million at certain parts of the game. So those are huge numbers. To put into context, though, because I know people might hear 9.9, like, yeah, right, that sounds like a lot, but, you know, I see the Super Bowl is 150. But here's the context for you, okay? Not counting the men's Final Four, which still hasn't released their numbers yet, which is kind of surprising.
Well, because they're bad.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. Right?
No, no. Okay. But you know, well, Rob G. Yeah, if they're good, they're out.
We would have had them.
You know that.
Okay, so not counting that because we don't know yet.
I'm just saying.
The women's championship game has outdrawn all but two of the men's games in this year's tournament. Okay? The women's national championship, 9.9 million viewers. Matched or exceeded every game of last year's NBA playoffs except for the NBA
Finals.
That's
crazy.
It topped every single game of last year's MLB postseason except for the World Series.
Crazy.
It beat every NASCAR race since 2017.
Crazy.
And every NHL game in more than 50 years.
Crazy.
Including the Stanley Cup Final.
Wow.
That's the number that they had, Chris. That's the number. Like a ridiculous number.
Rob G, that's just the championship game, though. How were the, and you may not know off the top of your head, but the tournament overall, was it like really high or was it?
Well,
more
it
so
reached
just
a crescendo in the last week or so with the Caitlin Clark phenomenon. And the Final Four game between South Carolina and Iowa did higher numbers than any NBA game had done this season for ESPN.
Well, see, Rob, and Rob, that's why I asked about the tournament. Because, Rob, I think this was about Caitlin Clark. Like I said earlier, I don't watch much women's basketball, WNBA or in, you know, college. The last time I really made appointment TV to watch the women's college game was Brittany Griner.
I remember that.
She was unique.
Yeah.
Right. I wanted to see, okay, what is she doing? She's dunking and all that. And now, as I said last week, like I tuned in. I made it a point to watch Caitlin Clark in the Final Four and the championship game. And Rob, I think that's when you have a transcendent player, and that's what she is. I think that's when you get the fans who are casuals to your sport. It's like Michael Jordan, Rob. He drew women that weren't in the sports, you know, weren't in the NBA. He drew men who hadn't been that much into the NBA game. Like,
I'll give you a better one. Tiger Woods. A lot of people, Chris, don't know nothing about golf.
Yep.
Could care less. Oh, wait a minute. Tiger's in the on Sunday playing for the whole ball of wax. I'm watching. And the numbers showed it, bared it out.
Absolutely.
They can't put on any golf without even – and Tiger maybe hadn't won in years, Chris.
Like, you know,
they
right?
always put him in the commercial and always put his picture. Am I right?
If he were in the – as bad as he – I hate to say it this way.
And he's always right. And he's always –
as bad as he is right now, right.
And he always gets the premium pairing. Yep. He's not like paired with some yokel. It's always like we got to get him because of what possibly it could do for our ratings number. They know that.
Right. Do you agree with that assessment about Clark? Like, not to disrespect LSU, South Carolina. I know South Carolina had a good story with Dawn Staley, trying to become one of the best teams in college basketball history as far as women. But I really do think, Rob, that this girl, she plays a lot like Steph Curry, you know, for a woman. And it was just... And I was interested also, I'm not going to lie, the fact that she was from, you know, the high school I went to. But still, even if she weren't, I would have been interested. Like, wow, she's something we haven't seen in the women's game. And Rob, she looked like, I thought, and people are going to say this is because she's white and he's white.
Uh-oh.
But to me, Iowa was clearly overmatched yesterday. Like, LSU was just better. But Caitlin Clark kept them in the game. And she's more than just a shooter. She can pass. She threw some great passes. She averaged 8 assists in addition to her 30 points a game.
Remember, she was held down yesterday.
Right. But it reminded me, Rob, of Larry Bird in Indiana State. I mean, Indiana State, his teammates weren't much. And they were going against Magic Johnson and Greg Kelser, who was a great, you know,
Greg Kelser was a great college player.
Absolutely.
Okay?
It
wasn't like Magic Johnson and the Pips. It was Greg Kelser.
They were both first team All-American.
Right, Greg Kelser and Magic Johnson. They were both in the same sentence back then.
They were awesome. And they had a better team. And it was like, the only reason Indiana State was even in that game was because of Bird. And it, that's how I felt about Caitlin Clark.
And
it,
I remember
just watching somebody that's on a different level.
I remember that game vividly and how big it was. It had all the elements you wanted. You know, Larry Bird, white guy, black guy. You know, for all the marbles. I mean, it was, what was that rating number? 37?
Well, highest, I think it was 40, in the 40s, 44.
Rob G, right? It was
39, 44.
It was 30
something. It's the highest rated game ever, and it will always be.
It always will
college,
be.
College. Yeah.
Like, think about that. Like, we're talking
college
about
or pro,
we're talking about nine, and this was like, I don't know, 37, 30, 40. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it was, look, and we
it
know
was,
people
it was
been 35, talking about
35. Yeah, which is a unbelievable number.
Crazy number. But people are talking about, you know, the situation with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. You know, they should move past that and you know, what this did for college basketball and or women's college basketball.
But can they build on it or no? This is just
well,
a
she's a
thing?
Junior. Clark's a junior, so I assume she'll stay. And you know, she may not, but if she stays,
she might go
Rob,
to the WNBA for $15,000. No, I'm just saying,
look at you. They make what? I don't know what they make 200, I think the most or something around there. But anyway,
Alex, you make more than that.
I do.
Don't you think I will say this, Rob, if she comes back, I assume she will. I don't you think she'll be like, they'll probably put them on television. Like, you know, during the regular season, I bet you they put them on national television on some weekend.
They should put a rematch of these two schools. I'm
absolutely
serious.
Start the season.
Start
with
the
that.
Season
right.
in the
absolutely.
Maui Classic or you
South
know what
Carolina.
I mean?
They should play too.
Yeah,
again.
They should be like something like that yep. just to kick off the women's college basketball. But I always say, and I know women can affect college basketball and women's college basketball and its popularity. Women, there are more women than men.
Oh,
Chris,
absolutely.
Stop.
Right.
Stop.
Right.
You don't need
right.
men. To watch to make it big.
Right, right.
You don't. There are
so
more
don't get
women
mad
than men.
At men that don't watch.
Exactly.
So that's not,
but if women
right.
watch
what you want to watch
and they put the numbers up, Chris, everything is based on numbers. If the numbers are big, ESPN, CBS, everybody's yep. gonna put those games on. If
right.
the numbers are minuscule, they won't.
And they won't talk about it. Like don't sometimes,
right.
Rob, you know this networks, newspapers sometimes. They'll cover something nobody cares about, but they got an agenda, so they want to put it on the front page and, oh, let's, you know, make people read about it. If people aren't interested, they're not interested, no matter where you put it.
Doesn't matter.
But if it's something like this now, if I turned on SportsCenter this morning and they didn't say anything about Caitlin Clark, Rob, I would have been like, what are they doing?
No, you can't do that. If you do that, then you're really missing the boat
right.
on what – the vibe or what people want and want to talk about.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.